Dude. What's good, everybody? You already know the vibe. It is Digital Vibe, and it is your host, Derek Jones. And today, we're going to be talking about digital fasting. So today's topic is one that many of us have considered, a digital fast. We are constantly surrounded by screens, notifications, and the pressure to stay connected with people 24/7. But what happens when we decide to unplug? And what are the real benefits and challenges of taking a break from the digital world? But now you're probably wondering, what is a digital fast anyways?
What is it?
A digital fast is where you stay away from all digital devices, get your work done, work on your mindfulness, and reconnect with the world. This downtime can help you figure out what you need to do and how to do it throughout the day. I decided to take a digital fast for about a week after feeling overwhelmed by the constant barrage of text messages, emails, and social media notifications. I noticed that first thing in the morning I would do is check my phone. This would lead to clicking into various social media apps and scrolling for a long time. I noticed that I was almost late to everything. I noticed I was wasting so much time throughout the day, and I figured out what I had to do. I decided to fast until 2 p.m. every day. This meant not checking any notifications or texting anybody back. I would only text back for family emergencies or my coach trying to get in contact with me. I never realized how much I depended on my phone to start my day, but by the third day, something changed. I started noticing things around me more. The importance of getting things done early and starting my day sooner and smoother. By the end of the week, I felt like I had regained a sense of control over my time and managing it too. My experience highlights both the challenges and the rewards of digital fasting. The initial discomfort comes from breaking bad habits we've all built around our devices. Many of us have developed an almost automatic response to reach out for our phones whenever we have a free moment. It's a way to fill the silence, to avoid boredom, or even to escape our own thoughts of reality. But once we push through that initial discomfort, we can start to experience the benefits of staying off our devices. Studies suggest that a digital fast can lead to improved moods, better sleep, and enhanced focus. By disconnecting from our screens, we can reconnect with ourselves and reality around us. The experience was so beneficial for me, I never stopped doing it. However, it's not all smooth sailing. In today's society, being digitally disconnected can sometimes make us feel uninformed. There's always that looming concern about missing important emails or social updates. The big challenge is finding the balance from fasting from your digital devices. One approach is to start small and work your way up. You can fast for the first hour of being up and add 30 minutes a day until you get to your desired time of fasting. The goal isn't to eliminate digital devices entirely, but to gain a sense of connection with the reality and get the important tasks out the way early so that your day is smooth sailing. So is digital fasting worth it? For me, the answer is yes. It's an opportunity to snap back to reality and to find a healthier balance between our online and offline lives. It's about reclaiming our attention and choosing how we want to engage with the digital world rather than being controlled by it. If you're feeling bombarded throughout the day with heavy tasks, try a digital fast so you can get those tasks out the way. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Digital Vibe. This is the first and only episode I will post with this name.